Yeah, good afternoon, Ezra.
Yeah, hello. How are you going?
Good, how
I've
are
just
you?
got a good. You have supplied me with internet at. Have you got any? Can I give you my address or what do you want me to give you? Adrian
Five
Cox
or
is
thousand
my
dollars
name.
would be good.
Yeah.
What's
You
your
want
name?
the Adrian Cox, COCKS, and.
Hang on 1 second. Okay, you're at unit 4067 Wilderich Road.
Yes. Wanderlich, yeah.
Yep.
Now, I applied to get the internet. You sent me a bill for X dollars and then $300 for a connection because of the mob that did it. And then I got an email back to tell me that I didn't have to pay it.
What are we talking about?
I've got an invoice from you. I'll give you the
Yep.
invoice number. Sorry, two ticks. I've just noticed I've missed a bit of stuff out. A new development charge, it's called.
Yep.
Now, I need to talk to Lydon because I'm not inclined to pay for it. They've stuffed me around something chronic. I've had my son-in-law here about 12 hours this week trying to get this whole thing sorted. Through no fault of probably yours or mine, if the mob had done the thing right, but they informed you that that the $300 was not required. Do you know about that?
I don't have a clue. All I know is I'm in your account,
yep.
And the account says it's an outstanding of $330.
Yeah, well, there's two or three in emails ago, I was told that I got an account from you for $300, and then I got another email from you a day or two later, or the next day, that $300 was incorrect. We didn't have to pay it.
Now, who said you don't have to pay it?
You did. You know, your
I did?
Company. Yeah.
I did
that?
Myself or somebody from the company?
No, from your company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hang on a sec. Let me just check.
Just have a look. Yep.
Yep.
I'm being very pedantic and I'm getting pretty pissed off about the whole thing.
Oh,
so.
Don't blame you, mate, because I hate this
yeah.
bloody NDC charge. It does exactly
yeah.
the same thing with me. I've told Lindum
yeah.
Networks and all
yeah.
these bloody network providers to leave us out of it. We don't want to have nothing to do
no.
with it. However,
no.
the Australian government, mate, puts out these bloody laws and we cop all this shit and I'm sick
yeah.
of it too.
Yeah,
hang on.
Well,
so let's have a look at that. Blah, 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 blah. So has anything been paid for those charges yet?
No. I when I signed up, I was prepared to do it. Then they said I didn't have to do it. So I've gone ahead and done everything. But I mean,
are the services active now? Are they working?
Yes, but it's taken from Monday till yesterday morning for it to happen. And, you know, I had a son-in-law who's been trying to sort it out for me for being here three or four nights in a row, spending a lot of time trying to sort it out. But I don't think if they tell me I don't have to pay it, you know, that's their problem.
But when you say they, who are we talking about, Lindum Networks or Airtel?
Well, Airtel were told that we didn't have to pay it. Should I find the invoice? I'll try and find the email that you sent me.
Oh, can you send it to me? I'll
Hang
give you the email address. Yep.
Let me find out. I may have got rid of it. That's what worries me. But you should have a copy of it. You sent
yeah, because
it to
me. We don't have authority to say not to pay it or pay it or whatever.
You can get Lyman to ring me. I'll sort it out.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's do it that way. Less headache for me.
Yeah. Yeah, just say I won't pay it. I was told I didn't have to and I'm not prepared.
The problem
to.
Is if you don't pay for it and it needs to be paid, they'll shut your service down. That's the problem.
Yeah, well, maybe I'll get something else then because if they're going to be fucking around with me like that, they can
well,
get stuff.
Look, let's start from the beginning. Is your establishment where you live in, is it a brand new building?
Brand new building.
Okay. when you moved into the apartment, has anybody else lived there prior to you?
No, it's a brand new building.
Well, then, according to the Australian government laws, a new development charge will then be charged out to the owner of that building that needs to be paid, because that is a government charge. It's not a Linham Networks or our charge. It's a government charge.
Yeah.
It's a once-off charge. So I'm just letting you know, you can look that up on the NBN site, the ACCC site.
Mate, you don't need, if you're telling me, I'm not having any complaint with Airtel. In fact, I thought the people that in your office helped us out dramatically. So I haven't got an issue there.
We'll just refrain from it. I'll just tell my team not to charge you anything, and you can just work it out with Linham Networks.
Yep, okay, I'll do that. That'll be better.
Because yeah, I prefer them to sort it out with you than for us, because all we're doing is their dirty job, and I hate it.
Yeah.
But don't say I said that, you know what I mean?
I've paid a lot of money, and there's a lot of things that haven't gone right in this place, and this is one of them. I mean, Lyman fucked us around. I mean, your technician spent hours trying to sort it out.
I think I spoke to your son. Son-in-law, was it?
Yeah, Ashley.
Yeah, and then I had to log a fault.
Yes.
Because the service wasn't working. Now it's working, right?
Yes, it's definitely working.
Okay, and so we've got all that sorted. That's good.
Yeah.
The only other thing is this NDC charge.
It cost me $100. I mean, I had to get another 120 or something gigabyte of to run the television while,
Lyman. Whoa, stop there. What do you mean?
Well, I couldn't get the connection going.
Oh, okay, so while the connection was down, I think you got a Telstra dongle or something like that.
Yeah, I've got Beyond. I get 400 gigabyte, but I ended up going through about 140 or 50 gigabyte in that week, and
holy crap, that's a lot.
Was using it like there was no tomorrow.
How many televisions you got hooked up? 10?
Just one.
How come you use that much gigabytes?
I don't know. I've never used that much ever. I've had this thing, believe you me, it was going through it because I was concerned I wasn't going to be able to see. Well, I wish I hadn't seen it anyway. The doctors are just thrashed. I had 57 gigabyte ready to watch it, and then when I went to go to watch the football, it had come down at 57 or something. It had come to about 22. Then my son-in-law gave me another 100, so I had, and then by the end of the football, and I watched a bit of other stuff, I only had about 40-41 or something left, and then I got another 50 off him. And
how much did all that cost you?
Oh, well, it was $70 for 400, and if you got if I wanted 5 gigabyte off them, it cost me $10.
Save it, and well, look, you're on a good plan, and 140 Mbps, which is only $89.95 a month, and it's unlimited, so you don't have to worry about any excessive usage.
No,
well, what's really concerning me is how the hell did you use 150 gigas in 1 week?
I don't know. It was more than that in a week. It was just going through it. Everything I watched, and we didn't watch that much telly, I can tell you, but it was just, I've never seen it. I've had 400 gig since last December.
Yeah.
And I've had 1 month in that whole period where I used more than 400. And when I got here, I think I had 170-odd gigabyte. And I've got another. I've used 270. I think it worked out 270 less what I had left. I think I had about 27 or so, 28 gigabyte left on yesterday morning. Everything I've been watching has been going. It's just you can see the gigabyte going down on Beyond.
Those 4G dongles. I've got to look. Number one, they're vulnerable.
Yeah.
The data charges are absolutely too much.
Yeah.
And I think the Australian government should not allow a 5G home network service because It's actually the 5G is a health risk as well, they say, scientifically proven. So I don't even know why they do it. It's good on the phone, but not good on that type of thing.
But it used to cave in on me all the time, stop momentarily for 5 seconds or 10 seconds or so on and so forth. But anyhow, that's another. But I'm happily to say I'm not in it anymore. I've got about 200,000 bloody Telstra shares. I've got a fairly big holding of them, but. Anyway, okay. If you just tell them to see me about paying for it, because I'm quite happy to have.
Oh, look, just leave it with me. Give me what's today? Tuesday.
Yeah.
Give me till Thursday, and I'll see what I can get sorted out for you. All right.
Well, you got my number. Just give us a buzz, and I'll.
Yeah, I got your number, but don't stress. It's only bloody money.
No, I'm not stressing at all. I haven't got any issues. Let me tell you, with Airtel. In fact, I'm just. Given your name to somebody in the building, and it said that you people did a very good job for me. So hopefully you'll get some more business. But
thanks for that. Appreciate it.
I'll push that as much as I can because you guys help. But I mean, I, as I say, I'll have a talk to this other mob because it's just not fair. I'm sick of being pushed around. I've never been pushed around in my life, and this bloody thing here is a joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, look, I agree with you. There's a lot of things that still needs to be sorted out here with the internet, the Australian government, all that bullshit. But what do you do, mate? What do you do?
Yep.
Okay. You know, I'm an internet service provider, and I say, look, mate, we can only do the best we can. Prices are astronomically high here in Australia still for the bloody internet.
Now, let me ask one question. Someone said that Airtel is an Indian company. Is that correct?
There is a company called Bharti. They call themselves Bharti Airtel, which I didn't even know they existed. But we're Airtel Australia. I chose that name back in 1999.
So you're the man, are you?
Well, I'm one of the main back-end engineering guys and all that stuff that tries to sort everything out.
That when I got told that you were Indian firm... I'm sure that they didn't want me to use them. So that's probably why I was told. But I thought I'd just double check. So,
no, we're not an Indian firm. There is an Indian firm, and I get a lot of Indians calling me, ringing me up. Oh, good afternoon. My Indian SIM card is not working. Not working. What can I do? I said, mate, you'll have to call India. but I'd hate to be Airtel India because they have a lot of technical issues, a lot. And their customer service is absolutely terrible.
Well, I used to get involved a bit with a couple of deals with the mining in India, and in the end, anyone I was involved with, if they didn't pay us some money, I wouldn't do anything because, you know, they could do a $100 million deal and not give you a cent.
Yeah,
and they'll just screw you for 5 years and 3 years, and then they'll just walk away. I wouldn't deal with them. Okay, well I'll leave it to you, and you get back to me. But you know where I'm coming from.
Yeah, no, I hear you loud and clear.
And I'm very happy to recommend you.
Thank you so much. It's much appreciated.
Because you know you did it. Everyone helped very much, and I appreciated that.
Oh, thank you.
Didn't happen very quickly, by the way. I still felt like I was looked after.
Well, I appreciate your feedback. Thank you so much.
Well, your staff, whoever. I spoke to a girl, and I would have thought that she was probably a, I don't know, Balinese or somewhere. She wasn't an Australian girl.
Philippine.
Okay, and she was very, very good.
Yeah, we got all our call centers, tech support, at a level 1 and 2 troubleshooting. They're all from the Philippines. I'm not going to hide it. No, I tried to hire some people here in Australia, and it just was a waste of time.
No, I haven't. Sometimes you know I'm getting them wanting me to invest with them all the time, but they're you know what they're doing. But that girl, let me tell you, that I spoke to, and I spoke to her several times. Was very helpful and very nice.
Yeah,
you're
probably talking about Moraine.
I don't know, but she was good.
Yeah.
You know, she probably twigged that I was a dopey bastard, that I didn't know what I was talking about. And
I say it was you she was talking about.
Yeah, true. I can.
No, she's not that. She's not that way inclined. But I know what you're saying. No, she's not like that.
I can tell you that there were some things I was very, very good at, very good. But there's a few things that I was hoping. All my girls in my office, they all used to do all my computer stuff. I didn't have a clue. So I'm dyslexic, so I can't even write a letter. So
sorry to hear.
No, don't be sorry. It was probably the best thing that ever happened to me. But no, I'm very computer stupid, illiterate.
Well, mate, there's plenty of those I know.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's got nothing. It's just everyone's different, you know. They have different, you know.
Well, I've got a couple of son-in-laws that are very, very good.
Oh, that's good, mate.
Anyway, they did a good job. But anyway, your lady that you spoke to, I'm very happy with her. Okay.
Oh, that's good. Thanks so much for that, Adrian. You have a lovely day. Just expect my call the next couple of days.
Yeah, I will. Okay.
All right, thanks. Take care, mate.
Bye. Bye.